Welcome, everybody, to the Super Humanistic Podcast, where we talk about all things health and wellness. Thank you for joining us. We're your hosts, David and Jessica. Make sure you follow Super Humanistic on everything. Hit that follow button on this podcast so you never miss another episode. Last week, we talked about the benefits of vitamin E. So if you want to learn more about the benefits of vitamin E, also what happens if you take too much vitamin E through supplements, we also talk about the food. So if you want to learn about all those type of things, go back and listen to that last episode. This week, we're going to be talking about chemicals found in ultra-processed foods, and these are chemicals you should definitely try to avoid. Yeah. The reason being is these chemicals can lead to a whole range of health issues, including mental and physical, which we're going to get into here today. So, yeah. Which chemicals should we be avoiding in our processed foods?
A lot of these chemicals, just to point out as well, you can find, I know in previous episodes we talked about looking at like the back or the side of products and looking at the ingredient list. So taking a closer look at like that very bottom of the ingredient list, they're not going to be like listed, this is 20% in this food. Instead, it would be at the very bottom of those like things that are added. So like the dyes and things like that. So that's where you're going to find these items and avoid them as much as you can when buying foods. One of them is propylperitin. I'm gonna mess up all of these names, just gonna put that out there. So propyl and then peritine. It's a preservative, so you're gonna find it in a lot of like pastries, tortillas, stuff like that, because it's a preservative. It keeps that food so that it's good to eat, right? It's not gonna get old and crusty. You know, a lot of times when you leave food outside of the package, it gets really hard. So this preservative keeps it fresh longer. However, this preservative has shown to cause developmental and reproductive harm. So both in females and males, it can cause that reproductive harm. So if you're looking to have children one day, this is something to really look out for in foods. Also, if you are pregnant or in the process of getting pregnant, just being aware of the foods that have this in it, because it can cause developmental harm as well, meaning there can be various things that happen with the development of your child. So just really important to look for this in foods and all of these that we're talking about today, because they have had many studies showing that these can cause our bodies way more harm than it is causing any good at all. So other foods that you can find it in would be the Amport foods, A-M-P-O-R-T. So like the chocolate that they sell. They also sell like a nut trail mix. So being aware of those. Archer Farms is another popular brand that this is found in, especially their gourmet dessert cookies. And then I always am a fan of the Arizona Snack Company. However, that company does add this to their foods too. So that's something I'm gonna take more notice in as we're buying our like trail mix and nuts and things like that. Cafe Valley is another one. Creative Occasion. So,
wow.
Yeah, there's
calling
a
out
handful.
Companies by names.
Yeah.
Shots fired.
they're gonna be mad at us, but it is important. I'm not saying not to buy products from these companies, but it is important for us to be aware of what's in our food. And if this is an ingredient that they're adding to their foods, it's something for us just to be aware of, that it can cause that harm, the reproductive and development delays. So yeah, that was my first one. We have also BHT, so butylated hydroxytolein. And that's going to be found in a lot of our cereals, and it's a cousin to another chemical that my husband's going to say in a little bit. So BHT, Cousins. They're cousins to this other chemical, but yes, watch out for that one too. And my husband will share a little more of what its cousin causes, and that's what BHT also will cause. And then I have titanium dioxide. This is a color that's added to foods, so you'll find it in like the candies. So really be careful giving all of this candy. Of course, anything in small amounts we always say is good, but making sure you buy like alternative candies or alternative sweets for your children, because like Skittles, Starburst, those bright colors, they're not just natural colors. They're coming from a dye. A lot of times from a dye that makes them that bright color, and also is not healthy for our bodies because they're not natural. They're being created in a lab. So titanium dioxide is one of those colors that is added to enhance the color in candies. It is linked to causing DNA damage as well. So as children, we're eating all this candy with this in it, and we're growing up continuing to eat that candy. Little do we know our DNA could also be getting damaged eating it. So something to be aware of as you're buying Skittles, Starburst, things like that. Look for those natural alternatives. You can find better alternatives in like the organic section. Again, titanium dioxide, that's the ingredient you're gonna wanna look for when you're buying products, the candies. And then there's seven other artificial dyes to be aware of. Really any artificial dye that you're seeing, it's gonna be made from a plant, but it's gonna be made artificially. So you want to make sure that you're steering away from those. Found in various types of foods, mainly beverages and candies, because those dyes are enhancing that color. Obviously those colors aren't natural, so sticking away from them as much as we can. So the other dyes would be like red 3, red 40, yellow 5, yellow 6, any color that's on an ingredient list, we want to stick away from that product. Blue 1, blue 2, and green 3. Those seven in particular have been found to affect developmental and cause behavioral difficulties. I know in my career, we often say and look at child development. So we want, that's something that we actually learn in our child development classes, is that especially the red 40 dye does cause a lot of those behavioral concerns and enhances that behavior in a negative way, right? So it makes them even more anxious or more fidgety. So sticking away from those in the foods that we eat is another simple way of helping with those symptoms that come with different diagnoses like ADHD or anxiety, things like that. So artificial dyes, huge, titanium dioxide, BHT, and propylparaben are those that I have found. There are a lot more, and I know my husband's gonna get into some as well right now.
Yeah, I'm gonna go ahead and talk about a few, and then we'll be getting into more chemicals you should avoid in a future episode as well. Just because this is super important when you're eating those ultra processed foods with all these chemicals, they're linked to roughly 32 poor health outcomes that include mental, respiratory, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, metabolic complications, even cancer, heart disease, metabolic syndrome, type 2 diabetes. So just a whole range of health concerns that are associated with eating ultra processed foods. So tartrazine is another chemical, also known as FD&C yellow number 5. So any kind of color usually you should stay away from, it sounds like, because as my wife mentioned, it is linked to behavioral issues in children. So yeah, definitely look for that on the label there. And in an earlier research this month, the food dye was found to turn mice's skin completely transparent, making their organs visible. So that sounds a little scary.
Yeah.
Definitely want to stay away from that. Next one up is BHA. I won't even try to pronounce
the cousin. That's the cousin.
That's the cousin.
BHT.
Yeah. So it's a preservative that keeps oils from spoiling. So it can be a potential carcinogen. It's also banned in many other countries, including Japan, but it's also commonly added to chips, cereals, meat products, dry mixes, beverages, desserts, glazed fruits, and chewing gum. So definitely want to try to stay away from that. Next one is potassium bromate. Basically, that's used to basically strengthen the texture of bread. Is what that's used for, but that can cause cancer in lab rats and cause kidney issues in humans. Again, this product is banned in many countries, including China, Canada, the UK, the European Union. So if countries like China even have it banned, then I think maybe we need to avoid that as well. But yeah, I mean, one of the biggest issues, I think, is that research shows that about 60% of adults' daily caloric intake comes from some sort of processed foods, and that can be even higher in children, up to 70%. So I think it's very important to, as you had touched on, try to look for those healthy organic alternatives, and the best option is always going to be whole foods. We've done a lot of episodes recently on what you should be eating to avoid these type of chemicals.
Yeah, and then we did mention during our episode with all the apps that we like to use that Yuka is a really cool app. It's really not affiliated with any company, so from what I've read about it, I trust it. But again, it'll like rate the food. So if you scan the barcode, and then it also will bring up like if it is a poor rating, why it's a poor rating. So what preservatives are in it that makes it a bad food too. And then gives you alternatives. So that's a really cool part in it, that it gives you those alternatives that are healthier and better for you. So something to think about downloading. It's free, so helps to make me feel a little safer as I eat the foods that we're buying.
All right, sounds good. That's all we had for you on this episode. Stay tuned and listen up for the next episode that'll have a continuation of some of these chemicals to avoid. Thank you for joining us. Follow us on Super Humanistic on everything, and we'll see you next time.
Bye.